With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration wants to end abortion coverage through Veterans Affairs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is proposing the removal of abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The VA says it would still provide abortion in life-threatening circumstances, but that the benefit is not needed. Critics of the change note that abortion would not be provided when pregnancies are the result of rape or incest. Veterans Affairs did not include abortion in its coverage until the Biden administration added it in 2022. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with senior security officials on Tuesday to hammer out Gaza war plans and reportedly came out in favor of the military taking control of the entire enclave, even if it meant that the remaining hostages could be harmed or executed by Hamas. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce says the U.S. will not comment on Israel's future plans in Gaza.
You know what we're focused on still? Getting the hostages out after what we saw with videos over the last couple of days. It is a reminder to people about the evil that has been running this terror operation in Gaza via, of course, through Hamas.
The meeting of Israeli officials came amid multiple reports of rising tensions between the Prime Minister and IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir over the prospect of Israeli forces fully occupying Gaza. Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend wants to keep grand jury records secret in the sex trafficking case that sent her to prison. Her lawyer said so in a court filing Tuesday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points. This is SRN News. There's a problem with police training in Massachusetts.
Moms for Liberty is a conservative organization that campaigns to get pornographic books out of the public schools. But the Massachusetts Police Training Committee has placed Moms for Liberty on a list of extremist groups that includes Antifa. According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, the police training material states that group members, quote, use parents' rights as a vehicle to attack public education and make schools less welcoming for minority and LGBTQ plus students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. military chaplaincy is marking 250 years, even as the military as a whole does so. In 1775, a year before there was a United States and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since. Quote, we need chaplains, unquote. This is SRN News. There's a U.S. Coast Guard report on the ill-fated submersible Titan.
The crew was descending to the wreck of the Titanic off Canada before it imploded. All five people aboard the Titan died, including the CEO of OceanGate. The investigation found the company ignored safety warnings and the submersible's inadequate design and maintenance. The disaster has led to lawsuits and calls for tighter regulation in private deep-sea tourism. OceanGate suspended its operations in July of 2023, weeks after the disaster. A spokesperson for the company said it was fully cooperating with the investigation. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
U.S. prosecutors won't seek the death penalty in their cases against Mexican drug lords El Mayo Zambada and Rafael Caro Quintero. Prosecutors disclosed their decision in brief letters to judges on Tuesday. More details at SRNNews.com.